Well, good morning, and we are back at the Robert Mills designed house here, and this became the location where Columbia Seminary was for many, many years, and the Venerable Howe is back with me, and you taught here for 50 years.
Not only did I teach here, I taught Hebrew and Greek.
Give us some Hebrew. You've forgotten it.
No, but you wouldn't understand. And I don't want to embarrass you. Clearly, that's the only one here who...
How many students would there be?
Oh, only a handful.
Okay.
10 or 12. But what's interesting here is I worked here, but I live right there. That's
right
my
there.
Home. I can see it from here. It's still here. It's still the same house. And when I was at... the church, which is just right down the street, I would be able to take my carriage to church and back from my home. And if it was a pretty day, I could walk.
Is that how you died?
Yes, actually it is. We finished church one day. You know, that walkway was a carriage way. And I got on my carriage and I was on my way back down this street, this big street out here. And the horse... got scared, threw me out, broke my leg, and two weeks later I died.
Tragic.
Well, I was getting on in age. I was in my 80s.
Now, your son married President Woodrow Wilson's sister.
Yes, indeed.
And
he's buried in our churchyard.
Amazing. Now, they stopped teaching Greek and Hebrew, because of that man, Dr. Maxey, who was all into Latin?
Well, at the South Carolina College. Now, that was in the early 1800s. See, I came along later than that. I taught from 1830 to 1880. He stopped teaching Greek and Greek and Hebrew.
Why is it important for seminary students, future preachers, to know Greek and Hebrew?
My understanding is that a lot of the early Bibles were written in Hebrew and Greek.
Something like that, yes.
I'm thinking that's the way it was. And otherwise you wouldn't know what you're doing other than they didn't write in English.
So, what else can you tell us about the Venerable Dr. Howe?
Well, what's interesting was that I also had an interest in Indians. Indian arrowheads, Indian points. I was a collector. And I had quite a collection, a beautiful collection, that was in a little museum here at the seminary for years. And then they moved the seminary later on.
To Atlanta somewhere.
To Decatur, Georgia. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the result is that the arrowhead collection has disappeared, and I don't know where it is, and I'm sick about that.
Oh.
Yes. So, that's a goal of mine, is to find it.
Now, do you have any words for the people of Columbia as they continue to experience this pandemic?
Stay apart from each other, wear a mask when it's appropriate, and take care of yourselves and your family.
And look after the seniors, especially.
Yes.
Now, stay safe. We'll see you next week.